This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
Cozy up this fall with three fun new mysteries from Kensington Publishing.
So we've got A Catered Tea Party, that's the name of the book, by Isis Crawford, which contains delicious recipes and is equal parts murder and fun. Just like the earth.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Just like my everyday life, yep. Really. The other title that we want to tell you about is Death Among the Doilies. It's the first in a brand new series by Molly Cox Bryan and is jam-packed with crafty tips and tricks.
And finally, we've got Death of a Pumpkin Carver by Lee Hollis, which has seven delectable recipes and a story you won't be able to put down.
So be sure to pick up your copies of A Catered Tea Party, Death Among the Doilies, and Death of a Pumpkin Carver today, or head online to kensingtonbooks.com for more info. I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we are talking about Danish junk food.
This package of Danish junk food was sent to us by listener Brianna...
Are you going to give her last name?
I was going to try to read her last name, but I'm just going to, like...
Listener Brianna is
listener
good.
Listener Brianna, I'm not going to attempt your last name. Here, she sent us a card. Dear Molly and Matthew, I enjoy listening to your podcast. I am a native Seattleite living in Denmark. I've brought you a bag of Danish junk food. Enjoy. Okay, so then she walks us through it. She also says, please note the iconic Netto discount supermarket shopping bag. Reportedly, such a bag has even made it to the top of Mount Everest. We should take a picture of it. Do you think this bag itself made it to the top of Mount Everest?
Let's say yes.
Okay.
And now it's made it to an even greater summit, our show.
Recorded live. We're alive in Matthew's dining room.
But as we've determined recently, not necessarily still alive.
Extinction is so funny.
Okay, so where do we want to begin? I know little of the world of Danish junk food, except that I have a friend who spends part of her time in Denmark and does bring me... one of the things she likes to bring me is this, like, Icelandic licorice, which is chocolate-covered, crispy, candy-coated licorice, which sounds terrible but is really good.
No comment.
We don't have that today.
No comment. We did an episode a long time ago in which I had to eat some salty licorice, and I was, like, in tears.
And I think today we're going to do that episode again.
Not, like, happy tears. Like, tears of, like...
Tears of sadness?
Tears of horrible, horrible sadness and heartbreak.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I don't know where to begin. Let's look at this. You know what? Let's start with the fleur de boller.
Okay, I have no idea what that is.
Hey, I think we each have to take a crack at pronouncing everything on this card here.
Okay. Fleur de boller.
Okay.
Loved by kids and adults. That doesn't help me figure out what it is.
Okay, well, let's look at it.
Wait. Here we go. Yeah, it's this.
So it's kind of in like a clamshell package. Half of them look like they're coated in coconut. They kind of look like lamingtons.
that's what you call them if you don't like them.
They also kind of look like Mallow Mars.
Yeah, I'm going to try a coconut one and you try plain.
These are beloved by me. You know, there's something in Scotland called like a Tunnock's
tea cake.
Tunnock's tea cake.
We had them.
Doesn't this remind you of a Tunnock's tea cake?
Yes, I think it's better. I think the plain one is much better than the coconut, but I want to see what you think.
Mm, I like both of them.
Mm, yeah,
basically, it's like a mound of really soft marshmallow on top of a thin little wafer.
That's then enrobed in chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I love the coconut one. Oh, God, this is beloved by my mouth.
Mm. Well, I mean, you're an international food personality. Maybe they're going to quote you on that on their packaging. But in Danish, whatever Danish for it's beloved by my mouth, Molly Weisenberg is.
Mm. I love these. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
This is like a... Oh.
I did not expect this to be good.
It's
I thought
so
it was going to be kind of stale tasting.
It was made by a company called Choco Bella.
Oh, Choco Bella.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Choco Bella.
Well, are you on team Choco Edward or team Choco Werewolf? Jacob. That was her name, Bella, right?
Yeah.
I was reaching so hard in so many directions,
Bella,
for that joke.
What was her last name?
Abzug.
I was thinking Lugosi.
Uh-huh. Great. Oh, I want to read a comic about a superhero team consisting of classic horror film actor Bela Lugosi, feminist icon Bella Abzug, and Bella from Twilight, whatever her name is, and a werewolf.
Werewolf.
Or maybe they're
and
all
a vampire. I want to see that vampire shimmer in the sunlight.
Yes. Like a coconut-dusted flute bowler.
Should we try one of these Tom's Turtles?
That's what's next.
This is called Skildabad. Jesus
Christ. Wait, what?
Wait, let's only open one.
I just want to, I'm just picking it up to look. Skildpada. Yeah, you're... I'm sorry I doubted you.
So this is the shape of a turtle with his head tucked into his shell.
Uh-huh.
And, I can't tell which is his head and which is his tail. They look identical.
Uh-huh.
He's got
kind of like a real
four
turtle.
Four little legs, and he's hard chocolate. Ace is Tom's on top.
Oh, that caramel squirted out in a whoa.
I don't know what's going on in there.
I don't like this. I just no. I no.
I like this.
No. Mm. Oh, it's got like a liquor.
It reminds me of like an adult Cadbury cream egg.
See, okay, now that I know what it is, I like it. Mm. I didn't realize there was going to be liquor in it, and it was very surprising and upsetting.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
It's like my punch got spiked.
I love spiked punch. I've never had it before, but I love it.
Well, but I think any punch that, I don't know. Is spiking a punch something you can only do, like, deceptively?
No. No, spiking just means adding alcohol to
it. But, I mean, you've had punch with alcohol, right?
That's like what spiking a volleyball means. It means that you like, cut a hole in it and pour a bunch of booze in there.
And then the whole team just gets smashed.
Mm-hmm. What next? Oh, I love those Tom's Turtles. I just want to...
That's my biggest reversal ever, don't you think?
Yeah, like,
I
went like, from
I was going to spit it out, and I was like, yeah, this is actually good.
Okay. So, moving right along, as I like to say, everybody drink! In case you're playing along with the spilled
everyone
milk
drink
game.
Or just stick a straw into a Tom's Turtle. Okay, so we got we've got three different kinds of Haribo gummy.
I think I've had the regular fruit ones.
I think I have too. Maybe we could skip those.
Okay, let's eat these cola ones, though.
Okay, that sounds good.
They're like disc-shaped. They come in a roll like Smarties. They're so chewy. They really fight back.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, this is good.
Oh, this is really good.
Yeah.
Mega Happy Cola. I don't know if these are any better than like gummy Coke bottles.
Right. I was wondering that. I kind of feel like they are. I really like the shape.
But they fight so hard. Like my jaw kind of hurts.
Well, sometimes you got to work for it.
Oh, I like it, but I'm not a believer. Okay.
No, I'm a gummy cola believer.
I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Anyway, let's do another gummy thing. Or do you want to save the licorice for last because it's going to spoil you?
The licorice is just going to ruin my day.
No, then let's do a Turkish. This one's not even on the list.
Beeper. So this looks like a little candy type thing, but it's spicy. Pepper fruit candies.
By Phaser.
And these are two flames, which means, so on the back it says, too hot to handle, one flame equals mild, two flames equal strong, three flames equal hottest.
Oh, okay. So these say they're hot and sour. They're hot and sour soup flavored.
Oh, and they come in different colors.
Oh. Hmm.
I don't have a good feeling about this.
These yeah, it's kind like of a little... hard candy that's a little spicy.
Ugh. I don't care for that. That one was like melon flavored. And I'm kind of a little bit iffy on melon in general. So that was like melon, spicy, hard candy. That was weird. Mm, but it did leave my mouth with this kind of pleasant tingling sensation. Like,
yeah, like what? like when Novocaine wears off?
Mm, I don't remember that, thank goodness. I haven't had it in a while. Hey, did you notice that I had a growth cut off my face yesterday?
The audience never would have noticed unless you put it out. Unless you pointed it out.
Oh, I put it out.
You put it out and got it
sniffed
right there.
I put out the fire in my mouth. No, anyway.
Yeah, I neither love nor hate those. But you hate those.
I hate those. Okay, so now what? Oh, I feel like we're coming down to the licorice time.
Okay, so this one's called Salmiak Bomber. Oh.
Is it salty?
No, a little bit. It's good.
Ugh. 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 Why do people eat this?
Oh, because it's tasty and chewy.
No, it is not.
Wow. Yeah, people who like it when we disagree.
Ugh.
This is the episode for you.
I hate licorice. Ugh.
Well, here, have some more.
I mean, that didn't make me, like, want to cry, but it did make me just want to, like, tear my mouth off my face. How's this one? I'm scared.
This one is so mild compared to the previous one that it tastes like nothing.
Oh. Mm. This is a Haribo...
Mega Roulette.
Mega Roulette licorice. Hmm. I can tolerate this, but I don't want to.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Spoonful Magazine.
Spoonful Magazine, it's like a quarterly cookbook that, you know, you subscribe to it like a magazine, but when it comes to you, you're like, oh, this is big enough and full enough of great recipes to be a cookbook.
And it's all about the stuff you're into, like home cooking, local artisans, and the art of entertaining.
Is it about, like, all the stuff I'm into?
All the stuff you're into. So, like, it's also going to be about, like, what, ramen,
The Fast and Furious movies. Yeah, I want a quarterly magazine that's got great recipes, stuff about the new Fast and Furious movie, and pictures of my wife.
Perfect. Well,
Spoonful Magazine is at least one of those things.
Yeah. Its mission is to bring the timeless pleasures of cooking and entertaining back into our everyday lives.
And they've got a new issue coming up this fall called Velvet.
What do you think?
They didn't tell us
what
that means.
Do you think that your wife, Laurie Amster Burton, will be reclining on a sheet of red velvet?
Or like a velvet...
cake? Red velvet cake?
Yes, she will be reclining on a red velvet sheet cake. I cannot promise that that's what's going to be in the issue, but if it is, lucky you.
What else might be in the fall issue velvet? Do you remember that parsnip puree we did for the parsnip episode?
I don't know if that's in there, but it would fit perfectly because that has a velvety mouthfeel.
Well, we'll have to stay tuned for that issue, which will arrive in September.
To subscribe, visit Spoonful at www.spoonfulmag.com. We have one more item remaining.
Wow, we started out so strong.
I know. Well, but if we had started out with the licorice, then you would have just been sad and wouldn't been able to enjoy the...
I feel sad and like I'm not going to be able to enjoy the whole rest of my life now. Ooh. Okay, so let's talk about what we're going to have now.
Okay, so... Well, you're familiar with Cold Skull, right? You.
I don't know what you're talking about. Go on.
Okay. Well, Cold Skull is some sort of milk-based beverage? Soup?
I attempted to read the list of ingredients. It looks like it has skim milk and like lemon juice and something else in it.
Yeah, it came
sugar.
To us. I mean, it came to us in a box, but the bot or a bag. But in the bag was a...
God, Matthew. It's in one of those, like UHT boxes.
Exactly. This is the third episode we've recorded today. I mean, you're lucky I have one brain cell left.
It is so hard to be funny.
So, yeah. So, this is in my fridge right now is Cold Skull. It's probably not very Cold Skull because we only forever to put it in the fridge like 15 minutes ago.
So, it's maybe kind of like...
lukewarm Skull.
Lukewarm Skull.
And skull means skull, right?
Oh, of course it does. Oh my gosh, I just love a good cold skull. Skull. Oh, I don't want to, Matthew. I don't want to. My body is so tired of putting questionable substances inside it.
Now, look, Molly, when you applied for this job, it said right there that the job may involve putting unspeakable things into your face day after day. Probably should shake that before pouring it.
Okay. It kind of looks like slightly creamy. It kind of looks like maybe like really like loose yogurt. And you're supposed to float some little cookies in it. I think this is
going to be like... Is the word loose applied to a foodstuff ever good? Okay, and the cookies we're putting in are...
I'm feeling vaguely ill after
Cockens,
that licorice.
Cockens Kuchen brand. Not, I'm completely serious. I'm reading off this bag. Kammerjunkere, but it looks like Kammerjunker. Cockens Kuchen. Okay.
Cockens Kuchen.
Let me tell you a little more about this. Söda ug knasende sprude I koldskal eller som en lille snack. So I assume that means toss these into some cold skull for a little snack.
That reminds me of, like, the way that you said that, the intonation reminds me of the intonation I used to use to recite this poem that I had to learn in my second grade French class. That was for, it was a poem for Mother's Day.
Sure. And do you remember it in its entirety? Because Mother's Day is coming up in like 9 months.
Quand je m'endors, quand je m'éveille, ou quand je joue et tout moment, une fée douce me surveille et m'entoure de soie charmant. C'est une merveille, c'est maman.
Would you like to translate?
When I go to sleep, when I wake up, when I play, and at every moment, a sweet fairy, like, watches over me. She watches over me and like, encircles me with, like, loving, charming care. This marvel is mom.
Oh. Yeah. So sweet. Does your mom listen to this show?
I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day in September.
Okay. All right. So,
here goes.
Cockens Kuchen.
Okay.
How did you know how to even begin to pronounce this? Sprude.
I faked it all the way along. Well, I figured if the O has a slash through it, then you, like, kind of make a European face while saying it.
Kluwe. Koldskal. Dansk koldskal. Med citronsaft.
Okay, here goes.
Well, I know that means lemon juice. You go first. I can't even look at this.
That's pretty good.
Is it like lemon milk?
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm not trying to trick you.
I'm feeling like vaguely like not awesome after that licorice.
But this will fix you right up. My Danish granny always used to say, when you have a cold, cold skull. when you know, she was always stepping into the kitchen for a little Cockens Kuchen. if you know what I mean. And, you know, she believed that there was nothing good in life that couldn't be enjoyed as a soup.
So basically what this tastes like is lemon meringue pie.
Yes. That's right.
In liquid form.
Uh-huh.
You're right. It's tasty. And I also really like the texture of these Kammens Junkers.
Yeah. Kammerjunkere.
These cookies, which you float in this, like... It tastes like it's delicious, actually. Yeah. But I'm having a little bit of a hard time even looking at it.
You have a really disgusting pile of discards in front of you. Like, even by the standards of this show, which produces discards at
there's
a frightening
rate. There's
a
whole bunch of, like, spat out candy, yes. Like, in front of me, between me and the cold sky.
I feel like the enzymes in your saliva are continuing to work on the candy and, like there's... glacial runoff and stuff.
This is so, so hard for me.
But guess what? We're done.
You know, I do have to say this cold skull is really tasty.
Yes, I'm going to definitely put it back in the fridge. And
yeah, I want it ice cold.
Baby.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Spoonful Magazine.
Spoonful is a quarterly cookbook that celebrates home cooking, local artisans, and the art of entertaining.
Its mission is to bring the timeless pleasures of cooking and entertaining back into everyday lives.
Spoonful's spring issue, Love Affairs, and its summer issue, Dog Days, can now be found in Barnes & Noble stores nationwide.
And stay tuned for the fall issue, Velvet, arriving in September.
To subscribe, visit Spoonful at spoonfulmag.com. Thank you, listener Brianna. I have to say the beginning and the end of our tasting was really strong. The middle was hard for me.
Yep. You can find us online at spilgmilkpodcast.dk.
Do you remember when we had a show called, or like a website that was like invisiblecowboy.com or whatever it was?
Yes, I do. We should have actually registered that domain name, but we didn't.
Because I don't remember what was funny about it.
I don't remember what was funny about anything we've ever done.
Okay, so anyway, are you going to finish out the episode in Danish?
Yeah. And you can find us on Facebook. This is really like offensive to Danish listeners,
it
isn't it?
It is the worst.
Especially since the listener who said it, she didn't even say she was Danish. She said she was a Seattleite who lived in Denmark.
Denmark, we do love a lot of your junk food that we have been sent.
Yes.
But we do also love your language as we speak it.
Yeah, and I mean, Danish is closely related to English, so it's like...
Facebook.
It's like, yeah, it's like how I can make fun of my brother on the show.
Yeah, just right. Like that.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/... what did I say? Spilgmulk? Spilgmulk podcast. Oh, boy. If we go to Denmark, they're going to,
they're not going to let us in.
Right, they're going to play an excerpt from this at the border and just like shake their heads like, you know what you did, and we're just going to turn around and go back.
Mm-hmm. You can also find us on iTunes.
Yep. I mean, there is Danish iTunes. If someone wants to leave us a review in Danish on the Danish iTunes store,
oh my God, that would be so exciting.
We will read that review on the air.
Yes.
That's a promise and a threat. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. We'll see you at the summit with a Netto bag and a tall glass of Cold Skull.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And a Netto bag, not to be confused with a neti pot. I'm Matthew Amsterberg. I'm going to spike a football now. Okay.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.